Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
What was your reaction to Jay-Z's denial and that the very long, blistering statement? It really had very little empathy, I think, for the actual victim who's making the claims in this, other than saying, go try this criminally if it's true. But, you know, just flat out, very, very harsh denial. I'd say it's even more in detailed than Diddy's have been. I mean, this was a long denial. Then also going into personal aspects of his life on how it's going to affect him. It was very much about him. You know, but I guess if you're being accused of something that you did not do, it's a horrible accusation to say that you raped a 13-year-old. If you didn't do it, you know, I think a lot of people would be like, yeah, I'd be coming out, you know, guns a-blazing too. That would be an insane thing to be accused of if you've never done anything of that nature. But it was harsh. It was very, very loud. From a behavioral standpoint, what did you make of it?
It was appropriate to me.
Yeah.
You know, if you think so, again, appropriate to him and his situation, where the initial reaction, total unbridled rage.
Yeah.
To being, again, from his, again, if he's accurate and he's truthful, I mean, so here you are accused of doing this most horrendous thing with a 13-year-old. You would get really, really angry. I mean, look at me just getting, I mean, just thinking about that. You accusing me of that? I mean, you would just come out swinging.
Sure.
And behaviorally also, that kind of reaction would scare away any potential people that are trying to get over on them.
Sure.
Because now true victims are going to not necessarily be as intimidated as a fake victim, as someone who's trying to take advantage of the system situation. Because a true victim, especially if they have evidence of photos or videos or other eyewitness accounts, shouldn't be hopefully intimidated by that kind of vitriol response that there was. But it's hard to imagine if you are innocent of such a heinous thing that you're being accused of, that you wouldn't show a lot of rage and get really, I mean, he sounded pissed off.
Very much so.
Yeah. To me, it's appropriate. I mean, not appropriate. It's an appropriate response to his emotions is a good way to put it, which is congruent with, to me, some accuracy and some innocence on his part.
What was interesting to me was the talking about, now I have to sit down with my daughter, who's, you know, close to the same age. I believe she's 12, of what the victim claims they were. And they have to explain this to her. And yeah, that would be horrible. I cannot imagine having to do something like that, especially if you're falsely accused, and try and get your children to understand that and the ridicule and the shit that they're going to go through. But at the same point, you know, there was a bit of a woe me in there. But at the same point, I got to say, okay, yeah, if you didn't do this, you got to explain. But then at the same point, you also have to explain to your daughter why daddy thought it was a great idea to go make albums and go on tour with someone who had already been exposed as being a child predator. He got away with it. I'm talking about R. Kelly. After the fact, I mean, R. Kelly, we had a video of him raping a child and he still got acquitted for it all those years ago, back in the late 1990s. It was several years after that. His career was still thriving, for people who don't know that. It wasn't like R. Kelly's accused and he's done. No, he came back and had a thriving career for the late 90s, early 2000s. And that's when Jay-Z was also kind of at one of his peaks. They went on tour together. He had this knowledge of this person. He wasn't convicted, but the evidence was there to anybody who was paying attention. It's like, he clearly did this. And he said, this seems like a good person to associate myself with and be that connected to, you know, basically forever. I know that the tour ended up getting canceled over some disagreements and such, but you know, was that just money? Was it the record label saying, look, we want you guys to do this. It's going to pay you guys a ton of money. And money ended up winning out over moral obligation?
Back then, maybe.
Yeah.
Might not now, you know, because remember his response now was, which is an appropriate response mm-hmm. for someone. I mean, just think about it with your daughter. Same thing. You know, yeah, it's easy to kind of poke at him. He's making it all about himself. But yeah, I would do the same thing. It's like the shame he's feeling to have to explain this to his 13-year-old daughter is congruent with a healthy relationship he's having with his daughter. Mm-hmm. In the cases I've worked that were associated with child predators, that's a response a typical child predator wouldn't have in trying to explain it to their daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, child predators with their own kids are trying to they're rational. Again, there's a lot of better experts on this than me. The ones I did work, you know, they're trying to rationalize their behavior, and they wouldn't be thinking about the impact on their own kids. Of it being exposed. And so that to me is also another, it's mm-hmm. a healthy sign that he was concerned about having to do this and explain this to his 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I mean, good in the sense of that's an appropriate, he's had appropriate responses to me that I would be expecting someone that didn't do it generally to have. Again, this is not taking away anything from an accuser or a victim. Yeah. This is just focusing on him and his behavior.
And it's all allegations. And he has, of course, as we've said, denied all of it. I mean, just because you were in that industry at that time, if you were popular, if you were big, you would have been surrounded by people, you know, who have these accusations against mm-hmm. them. It'd be almost impossible to avoid it to a certain extent. Does that make you that you were involved in those things? No, not at all. The company you keep is one thing, but it's easy retrospectively to look back and go, oh my gosh, they were friends. Also, the public as a whole didn't necessarily have these accusations against this person at that time. We didn't know to a certain extent. There were certainly the rumors, but yeah, different place and time. And it may be some looking back and going, yeah, daddy made some bad choices of who he was surrounding himself with. But it doesn't necessarily make him involved. But there's just a lot of people he was close to that. Yeah.
And that could be, again, you know, his response to me was appropriate for who he is today,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't mean that, in other words, he could have a lot of anger and rage and being pissed off because he's being accused, because he also not just, you know, I was taken on the side that he didn't do it, but also he could have the same response of, hey, I grew out of that. That's not who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have the same emotional, you know, and physiological response to the same thing. So in other words, one could have been, he did it and grew out of it. It's not who he is today, or I never did it at all. Mm-hmm. Either way, that's not who I am today. And I'm pissed that you're accusing me of this today. So,
yeah, I think another possible angle is being angry at these people that he was surrounding himself with, and yep. the liability going, oh my God, like I put my name next to you on an album. I put it on a tour. We're close. We did all these things and you were doing this in the background, and the kind of liability that created. And now I'm getting connected to this through association. I'd be extremely pissed at those people too if I had no idea as to what they were doing. I guess the big question is, what did he know about what these people were doing and when? And what was his response? Was it, I'm just going to make music, I'm going to, you know, go and party with these people because they haven't been busted, or I'm completely oblivious because I'm not part of that part of their life?
And therein lies the challenge of 25 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, I love assessing human behavior. As you know, it's fascinating, it's intriguing, but at the end of the day, we really need data, evidence, and details to support behavioral observations, because there's a lot of things that can cause behavioral observations. Remember, we've talked about this before too. The polygraph and the, you know, basically a lie detector, which people love to try to think of and using, is not admissible in court because that is a physiological and biological response to stimulus from the outside world and what we think about it in here. So it is behavioral. It's a behavioral assessment tool is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not accurate either. You need data to support up those things. That's why it's not admissible in court, because it's all in here and what we think about it ourselves.
Yeah.
It's behavior shows smoke, not necessarily fire. It's how we interpret that smoke and where we're going to, it leads us to the details and the data and the evidence we need. Very rarely is it the end state.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.